President Barack Obama is calling Mideast peace more urgent than ever in the wake of uprisings in the Arab world. Obama met today with Israel's President Shimon Peres. Israelis feel this is a special moment as well. They're worried about what some are calling a diplomatic tsunami later this year, when Palestinians are expected to seek recognition from the United Nations as an independent state. As the world's Matthew Bell reports, Israel is mounting a new effort to improve the country's global image.
Brandeis University would seem like friendly territory for a small group of Israeli lawmakers on a U.S. speaking tour. The school outside of Boston is named after the Supreme Court Justice and American Zionist Louis Brandeis, and it has a lot of Jewish students, but a handful of them chose to disrupt last night's event. The man being heckled by name was Avi Dichter, a member of Israel's parliament and former head of internal security. From the stage, Dichter shrugged off the interruption.
Well, thank you very much. It's much easier than to crack down against terrorists.
But afterwards, Dichter suggested he and the others didn't come to the United States to dismiss criticism from American Jews. They came to listen.
It's the first time to really listen and not to brief.
When Israelis hear criticism from their Jewish friends abroad, many have the same reaction. If you want Israel to change, then move to Israel and vote. Otherwise, keep quiet. But Dichter says Jews living in the U.S. and elsewhere should have a say in shaping Israel's policies.
They have many rights to tell us what should be done in order to increase the engagement and to strengthen the links between the Jews overseas and the state of Israel. Not only with Judaism, but with the state of Israel.
And Israel is intent on strengthening those links, especially at a time when the country is feeling increasingly isolated.
Israel first has to believe what I'm saying itself. And maybe that, ladies and gentlemen, is the real problem. Thank you.
This week at Bar-Ilan University outside of Tel Aviv, experts in public diplomacy and some Israeli officials gathered to talk about Israel's global image problem. Former spokeswoman for the Israeli military, Miri Eisen, says it's urgent.
Israel now is the Goliath, the Palestinians are the David, and we still see ourselves as a David versus Goliath.
Eisen says Israel needs to do a better job of explaining its actions to the rest of the world, and sometimes that means Israeli military action, she says, like the war in Gaza 2 years ago that killed an estimated 1,400 Palestinians.
One of the aspects that we need to do is to say, in very non-PC terms, we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't. And Israel needs to make our policy choices. When it comes to defending our civilians, we need to be able to act.
In the past, Israel has used the word Hasbara to explain its efforts at explaining itself. But Israeli commentator Ron Ben Yishai says the term is too repentant.
Part of it is, you're saying, because Hasbara includes an element of apology.
Oh, includes a strong element of apology. I will explain to you, like the famous saying in America, every time someone is being caught doing something wrong, he says, "It's not what you think it is."
Others suggest Israeli diplomats might want to consider just changing the subject. Nicholas Kull teaches public diplomacy at the University of Southern California. He says the Palestinians have a powerful narrative that paints Israel as the bad guy. Kull says Israel could put forward other narratives.
Right now there's an Israeli government program called the Voices of Israel, which makes a point of seeking out, for example, people who are Israeli but also happen to be black, also happen to be gay, also happen to be Muslim or from Arab families, and to ask those people to talk about what Israel means to them. And what you find is these people are proud to say that they enjoy rights and quality of life that they wouldn't have anywhere else in the region.
Early this month, there was an indication of just how tough Israel's public diplomacy challenge is. A BBC-sponsored survey about global attitudes suggests that Israel is one of the least popular countries on Earth. Just three countries had more negative ratings. They were Pakistan, North Korea, and Iran. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.